From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. The town of Georgina is reminding residents that as temperatures rise and ice begins to melt, no ice is safe ice, especially on stormwater ponds. These ponds may appear frozen, but are dangerous for skating or other recreational activities due to the unpredictable ice conditions caused by water movement beneath the ice and road salt. Visit the local news page at kcountry937.com to learn more. The town of Georgina is now accepting nominations and recruiting volunteers for its new Sports Hall of Fame, designed to honor local athletes and sports builders. The program will recognize those who have made significant contributions to sports in the community with two categories, athletes and builders. Nominations for the inaugural 2026 induction year are open until April 2nd, and volunteers can join the working group to help with promotion and event planning. The provincial government is appointing Carrie Cormos as supervisor for the York Catholic District School Board to address concerns over infighting and financial management. This move follows months of financial struggles and a misconduct case involving a trustee, despite the board's claims that it was already addressing the issue. Education Minister Paul Calandra emphasized the appointment was made to restore management and ensure decisions focus on student success, with Cormos tasked to stabilize finances and improve operations. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.